their brother, their nephew, that brings us here every January, and we've been doing this for 13 years. We want to also send some spiritual strength to the Brown family, because tonight Arthur Brown's father is very ill, but her mother says she had to get over here to see J.D. and Shirley and everybody up here in Duff's. And she left there and ran over here for this. I mean, this is like her night. And I had planned to do two pieces, but I think it's very important that I do this one piece that I always love to do because I see her as a hero. And I can never give black women enough flowers, enough accolades, whatever that elevates them to the height in which I think they should be. One other person that I'd like this piece to go out to is a woman that I think, if you're reading the American newspaper, her history, she is a part of the birth of the history of that paper, and that's Miss Melba Sweets, and I am so happy to see her tonight because she is my very good sister friend girl. So I don't want to take up a whole lot of time, but it's also my signature piece. I house the legend of Mutima. I'm the heartbeat of the earth, the offspring of the sun and the moon. I am the black woman. I am the channel of creation, the vibration of peace, the anger of storm, the suffering and pain. I am the black woman. My womb stretches across the mouth of the universe to create rhythms and nations. My body has borne witness to birth and my spirit the taste of death. I have seen the 32nd day, the 13th month, the year 3000, before the year 03. I am the black woman. I am the season of sowing, many of my tales go untold. I have seen the first rain and the last fire. I am the black woman. I have cradled the newborn's cry and the old man's moan and cherished the breath of nature, rocked it in my arms. I am the other part of God, the other side of man. I am the spirit of life. I am the black woman, and I'm natural to the bone. For Dizzy. And I do this next piece because I dedicate it to Arthur Brown, and I'm also dedicating it tonight to my good friend Maurice Malik King. I mean, both of these brothers are two my brothers. They are my brothers in my heart. I have known them most of my life. I am so pleased to get a chance. I'm doing this because J.D.'s here tonight, and I don't get a chance to read a lot with him in St. Louis. So I'm catching him before I have to meet him next month in New York. And we've done a whole lot together since I lived there. And I'm very happy to be in the cradle of St. Louis right now. It has produced so much of the great art out here, and so many great musicians and other artists, poets, and whatever. But for those of you that do not know Arthur Brown, and this may be your first time here, we want to say welcome. You've heard J.D., now you will hear Shirley, and J.D. and Shirley, and then we're going to ask Armin Trigg to join us on the last piece, which is called This Poem. Before I do that, though, I think I should make an announcement. I'm very sorry. Michael, could you hand me a slip so I can tell the people what's coming up, because we want you back. I'm only going to do a couple of pieces because I want you to come back on April the 17th. For the poetic Micah is named the Poetic High Priestess of Dramatic Arts, distinguished Nigerian person. But that person is Tess Omawale, and I have the pleasure of knowing Tess and having worked with her. And she's a wonderful Nigerian playwright. And myself, we will be here on the 17th in March. Pardon? And Papa Glenn Wright will be sending us some good music that night. He's not on here, but he will be on the advertisement. He's here tonight, Papa Glenn Wright.
He's here tonight.
He's in the house.
All up in the house.
Okay, so many people here. I'm so glad to see. But you know, we'll be going back to church, testifying, and all of that in a minute. We don't want to. I don't mind keeping you here to 12 o'clock tonight. But I think my good friend Karen, who's so gracious to us all the time, we're gonna have to just really do something big for Karen one day. Yeah. I mean, this is Karen. Karen has made this possible for us. This is a wonderful woman, Karen Duffy. Karen Duffy. And I say this every time I come, but I don't want to come back here again unless we do something special for her and planning, because she's made it possible when nobody would let poets in. You know, Karen Duffy owns this establishment. She's around on the other side if she's still here. But Karen, are you here? I know you're here. Karen's in the house. But seriously, this is where we could come. This is where we could break bread. This is where we could spread the word that they now call the spoken word. This is where it all started. It produced so many great artists. We could come here and just get down. We could come here and hear people say, that's not really poetry what they're doing. And later we live long enough to hear them come back and say, can we get into that too? Okay. For Arthur and Maurice, it was inspired by Dizzy Gillespie. There is a man singing under my skin like a gourd song with a clear voice, singing the silk of a hummingbird, deep throat in the silver blade of holy grass. There is a man singing under my skin like a drum choir, wind jamming my blue spots, blowing the dust off my wings, sifting the texture of my nature, rich and mahogany, between long chanting fingers, plucking out my ruptured nerve, restringing me. Yes, there is a man singing under my skin like a brass band, brush stroking my winds, moving with the bebop eyes, scatting on these haints, charming these cooties, putting some rhythm on these blue spots, swinging low on a sweet chariot, making my spirit rise. Jamming and jamming, jazz like a poet, chewing on a sonnet, rearranging my score. Hey, there's a man, a singing man, dancing under my skin. There's a man dancing under my skin with easy feet and a metronome stride, dancing a full scale with an insatiable passion. There is a man dancing under my skin. This man with the boogie-woogie ear, laying down a gypsy string bass line in brass, sun dancing me gold like a Mississippi yam. This man moving like a Congo waltz, doing the cucaracha with the hoochie coo. There is a man singing man under my skin, dancing with a whole Sahara of tamarines, stringing a gospel pearl between my haints and my harmony, between my rupture and my rapture, reconnecting my muscles, my nerves, my bones, with a soprano tongue, turning my brass bone to rainbows. This dancing under my skin has broken my silence out loud. this poem. I'm going to ask Craig if he would join us. This piece is called This Poem, and I was inspired to write it as I merged my heritage. And I'm not one that many black people love to, and I know why. I know why, because we have internalized the ugly of what some people have said about us. But it's the merging of my Native American side and my African side, and it's basically that I have collected my eyes. When I begin to collect my eyes from between the legs of an African womb that was kissing a Native American, the genitals of a Native American, and it made me into Shirley B. And so it's called This Poem. This is a spirit poem beating my breasts like a drum, talking up a storm. Coming hoop loop and crazy horse, painted red cloud and black elk, singing Geronimo. Hey, speaking the great tongue of Earth Mother Rainbow. Listening to skywalkers pray for Leonard Peltier, wounded in the knee and heart with the water buffalo spread eagle. I say this is a spirit poem. When the mountains carried the wind song in its bosom, and the valleys cradle the footprints of God and bird and beast, field and flower, man and sky were family. This is a spirit poem. Before the terrorists came, hump back and foot hoop, riding the iron horse, the taste of power in their left hand, foaming at the mouth and a killing eye. I say, this is a spirit poem before the terrorists came. This is this poem with the memory doing a flashback, beating the hell out of truth with a sack full of tricks and treaties signed in blood and lies and peace broken like glass. This is a poem with a memory doing a flashback. Singing, squaw stealing, and blood mixing with nature moaning, men wear dead feathers in their head on reservations and rations. This is a spirit poem before the terrorists came. This is a spirit poem beating my breast like a drum, hot like juju, a sweating poem, a soul poem. Dragging swan songs in silence like night and rusted chains with no grace. Pulling the weeping and the wailing like billows rolling, breakers dashing through muddy waters, bloody ones go like yams. Yes, this is a spirit poem before the terrorists came. A sweating poem with screaming in the eye. Rocking and rolling time of renegades and runaways and the Arkansas brown-skinned soldiers. Purple faces, black hands in a desperate land and sheep-wrapped clans, knees scarred and circles broken. Oh, this is a sweating poem, a souling poem, a hanging poem, a raping poem, a courting elder poem, a charging poem. Charging the terrorists and thieves with stolen property and stolen birthrights and people and dreams and visions, choking saints with Jesus in a gunny sack. I say this is a sweating poem, a souling poem, an old long time ago right now poem, talking about shingles and shit, true grit and grime and dirty hearts and hands and pimps playing God and nasty on the smooth green of Capitol Hill, while peasants pay dues and the common people pay bills with no rights. This is a spirit poem with a memory doing a flashback, a sweating soul and screaming poem, screaming war. What for? Hiroshima, Vietnam, Grenada, El Salvador, Nicaragua, Panama, South Africa, America, Desert Storm, Bosnia, Somalia, Haiti, 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 America, America, America. This is a screaming poem. This poem screaming in my ear, screaming for the hunger, the homeless, disease, disease, violence, violins, and all amazed babies. This is a screaming poem, heaving in my bosom, beating my breast three times, singing Hail Mary, don't you weep. All that weeping and wailing, yelling and screaming, a breakdown and rapping poem. This is a today poem, a spirit poem, doing a drum call, drum talking in word, in rhythm, and sometimes rhyme, calling men, women, children, with short eyes and wrists and lips and heart. Ringing like old dirty dish rags. I say this is a today poem, and somebody just gotta be blessed. This is a today poem, somebody's just gotta be blessed. A woman calling poem to walk in grace through her storm, suck up the light, drink fresh water, take her place in the sun, and be healed. I say this is a today poem, a calling poem, a man calling poem, to rise up, make his bed, gather his courage, his strength, his tenderness, his loins, his babies, his women, and be healed. This is a today poem, somebody's just gotta be blessed. A children calling poem, to soak in the sunshine of their nowness, feel the power of their vision and dreams, sing a love song for their tomorrow's unborn, and be healed. This is a today poem, a calling poem, a prophet, preacher, priest, politician, physician, calling poem to be healed. This is a today poem. Somebody's just got to be blessed. This is a today poem. Somebody just got to be blessed. This is not a revelation poem, but a revolution poem, only because the revolutions are born out of the evolution of every generation. This poem may never be heard, but it will keep on hearing. This poem may never be seen, but it will keep on seeing. So, don't try to kill this poem. Just keep writing this poem. We'll see you next month on the 20th.
Brother Triggs on drum.
Triggs on drum. J.D. Parham on reeds and winds. And I'm Shirley LaFleur. This is a River Styx production.